My aunt's little ones are doing a 9-week course. And I mean, I know they're really Olic and stuff, but I just think it's kind of cruel. Because when she says sit, they sit. When she says come, they come. And now, she's teaching them tricks, like party tricks and stuff. I mean, it's exploitation. Come on, I mean, the poor dogs.
The combination meal, inspired by seven colors, is something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up. CliffCentral.com.
Okay, so we are back at the Millennial Gen with your boys at the Millennial Gen here at Cliff Central.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome back.
So, this week we have Cabin XX,
hey.
LJ, Mr. Jesus.
What up, what up?
And yeah, we got Kanisa Palmer in the building.
What up, bam, what
bam,
up?
Bam.
Hey,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we still don't have our song. So, this week we've got a very rap and hip hop centered show.
It's about to get rowdy.
It's all about the culture tonight.
It's about to get real.
Not rowdy. Like rowdy.
Yeah, is kind of nice.
I'm gonna fight someone.
Okay, so yeah, that's what it is today. The Millennial Gen. Cabin, LJ, say hello to your fans.
What's going on, guys? I'm Cabin XX.
What's happening, people? My name is LJ.
What up, ladies?
Are you still going on about that thing? Are we not gonna let that go now?
I'm never gonna let it go.
We can't. We have to let that go at some point. I love ladies. I can't help it. That's what this whole project is based on. You know, love.
Straight up. Okay, so our main thing today is the evolution of hip hop,
because
that's just what we're about. You guys are some of the biggest up and coming hip hop artists right now in Joburg. R8. That's my opinion.
I like that title.
I mean, that's why you're on the show, right?
It's fitting.
But you guys aren't just in Joburg, are you? You guys are also UK based. What?
Yeah. So I basically moved to the UK. Just a little bit of a backstory. So I moved there in 2006. Moved there with my mom and my little sister. She was 2 at the time. I pretty much grew up there. You know, like a lot of like the crucial times in your life is when you are like what, 14 going up to like 20, especially when you're a man. So, you know, I spent those crucial times over there, and then I would still come back to South Africa, you know, 3 times a year, and then kick it with this guy, you know what I mean? And like kick it with this guy next to me, and you know, like we would do the most, like, and we didn't have a studio, we didn't have anything, but we used to make it work as much as possible.
Right.
It's
okay.
The grind. It's
okay.
The hustle.
Yeah.
Myself, bro, I've just been in Joburg the entire time. Entire time, bro. But doing shows like here and there, bro, like regarding, let's say, shows in Durban, shows in Cape Town, you know, shows in Bloem. But yeah, the boy's origin is over here, man. And this guy next to me, and you know, like my family that lives in the UK have been like my only UK or like international influences, bro.
Okay.
Apart from like my own like research per se. Of international, what would you say, decorum?
Yeah.
Alright, so you guys are very much hip hop artists.
I would say that the roots. I think like, you know, like right now, like hip hop has come to a point where there's like a lot of gray area when it comes to like what is considered as like hip hop and what's considered as just like being like art, you know, like we have like artists like Trippie Redd, Lil Uzi Vert,
oh, yeah,
that are like pushing the envelope of like almost merging the whole singing rapping thing at the same time. But like me personally, like, you know, you're gonna get a little bit of that, but I think that my roots lie in hip-hop. Hip-hop is a thing that it's the way I walk, it's the way I talk, it's the way I dress, it's everything, you know.
Alright, that's dope. That's good,
that.
Especially because today we are discussing the evolution of hip-hop. So,
true story.
No doubt.
I mean, man, did you say you're trying to change the game? You know, you're trying to like start your own lane, you know, set a standard.
Is that no doubt. I don't think that anybody that's coming into, I mean, you can't come in here and be like, I want to just exist in a game, you know. Fair enough to people that. Yeah.
Like, if you took the same example of a river that flows, bro, like, you know, with the tides, etc., and you took a pool that you don't clean every day, and you put them next to each other, the one is growing algae, bro. So if it's not moving forward, then obviously there's no sense of oh shit, I wasn't talking to the mic. Can,
can we cuss? Is that cool?
No, this is Cliff Central, dog.
Oh nice.
You can say whatever.
Unscripted.
Okay, cool.
Come out, bro.
I know, we feel loose now. We feel better now. Hey. Okay, cool.
No, just literally get it out if you want.
The Millennial Gen Cliff Central is all about like you being you.
Okay, bless.
Like, beautiful. We ain't censoring anybody. We want you to be as authentic as possible.
I like that.
So if
you
that's
guys don't know what you signing up for, I can cuss.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
Let me tell you, I can cuss.
What's your yeah. Cuss
word, bro? Fuck shit, dick, bitch.
Okay.
All the above, boy.
Yeah,
I apologize
this is gonna be
to
good.
All the young viewers. I'm sorry.
Damn, I didn't even know what to say right now. That was just too much. Happened,
I think he just X-rated the whole show, bro.
The whole show is X-rated.
May as well just shut it down.
On podcast, we're like going to have that little explicit...
you know, parental icon. Advisory.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Kenny-san. All right. So, seeing as our topic is the evolution of hip-hop,
yeah.
Where do you guys see hip-hop start? Or where do you guys see, like, the beginning of hip hop? Where was it for you?
Maybe also who were the pioneers?
Would you want to start with?
I think I'm going to start, bro, because
hit that. You do look like Tupac. So
Tupac is definitely.
You do look like the bald eagle Tupac.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
Bruv, to be dead honest with you, my listening to hip hop didn't essentially start where hip hop was, you know, founded or with any of the greats that we know today, you know, given Nas, Jay-Z, yeah. All of them, you know. I kind of had a different upbringing, bro, where I fell in love with hip-hop through old school metal. You feel me? Like Marilyn Manson, bro. Yes.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Linkin Park.
Okay, whoa.
Come again?
I would say P.O.D.
That's interesting. You
know what that's very interesting. Yeah. That's, I'm hella confused, but it's very interesting.
That's I swear that's like a little Uzi. I swear he was like influenced by that sort of that.
I know you heavy metal. That's for sure.
I could say that, bro. I could say that. I also don't know what his background is or, you know, where his origins are from, etc. Regarding like music, but I do feel like there are a lot of trap artists that have found this rock star thing as a fad, as a fashion statement, as in like, you know, they like to. They're calling it trap, right? Or they're calling themselves rock stars. But if you had to ask them, like real questions about, you know, the real rock stars, like Kurt Cobain, Anthony Kiedis, bro.
Yo.
You know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, that kind of thing. Like,
Bro,
they wouldn't be able to answer those questions. But being a rock star is a fad, isn't it?
But, so. I mean, that's what hip-hop draws a large influence from. It is heavy metal. It is rock. Because that's like that's where hip-hop actually took its change. Like, that's when, they turned into rock stars. And they changed the whole perception of what a hip-hop artist was.
It's people changing the game. It's like exactly what you were saying with the river analogy.
And I appreciate that. Yeah, I do appreciate that.
That's innovation, dog.
Exactly.
People 100%. Changing the game is innovation. New things. Mm. We love that shit.
It's progression. It's progression at the end of the day.
I get that, but like, so the only thing I don't agree with what you said is that kind of the new rappers these days, they'll be copying the old rock stars per se. But I mean, the way I see it is that they took it and they made it better. Like, they were rock stars. Rock stars were a thing, you know, like trashing hotel rooms, being lit, going out there, fucking out on the bellies, you know, doing the most. Mm. But then rappers came along and they were like, yo, we can do this. And we can do it better.
Yeah, like rock. Like rap is the new rock.
Yeah, they're the new rock
stars.
That's
what a lot of people say. How rap is the new rock. But I do feel like we're heading towards a place, bro, where there is no genre anymore.
Yeah, I agree. You know? I mean, like, that's where I hope music gets to. Like, I don't feel like people should be limited to one genre. Or, like, the way I see it, it's much broader spectrum. It's just the arts in general. I don't think people should limit themselves to one genre, one type of art. You know, like, I'm all about the death of genres. If you can do more, if you can be more, why not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, like, and all it takes is you taking that one step to figure out just how far you can take it.
No doubt.
So, yeah.
But that's what it's about. Oh, yeah, these men just fist pumped.
Yes,
that's how deep the connection just
bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Nah, I see.
Algezi, in terms of...
Yeah, in terms of the question. Wait,
like in terms of the question. Yeah. I mean, okay, all right, cool. I think, you know, since he started with what inspired him in the first place, you know, like for me, my first musical inspiration was Michael Jackson, you know, from when I was 5 years old. But my first hip hop, he was amazing. That's the first guy I saw on stage when I was 5 years old. Yeah, you
saw the talent.
I saw the man on stage, you know.
That's a blessing there. You know? You're lucky, bro.
Shout out to my parents. You know, I think that they're listening right now. I love you, mommy. Hey. But anyway, like, my whole scene.
They probably did.
My bad.
They probably did.
But it's blessed because she's heard
my... Sorry, Auntie Mia, for the cuss word.
Yeah, so like for me... Okay, cool. So it was like Eminem. And that's when I heard what music could sound like, you know, without any boundaries, without anybody like almost like making a formulaic approach to what music should be, you know? But like if we want to get biographical with it, like hip-hop started with DJ Kool Herc in New York, in Brooklyn, you know? When he used to throw... It wasn't exactly hip-hop back... It wasn't like... labeled back then, but it was more so just like he used to throw these parties in the Bronx, and they would be because, like, you know, people couldn't afford MPCs back then,
right?
So he would just like you know, get old records. That's why hip-hop was heavily sampled back in the day, and just like cut all these records in a way. That's where scratching started, you know. So the seeds of hip-hop actually started in 1978, if we want to.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a music nerd. I'm just gonna say for the listeners.
That's how I'm.
Boy, nerd out.
You know what I mean? I'm quite a music nerd. So
that's dope, bro.
So that's where the seeds of hip hop started. You know what I mean? And it kept on
in
the Bronx in New York, and then it kept on, you know, transforming into like what it is today. And just to like get back to what you guys were saying, I actually like you know, being a lyricist, I actually like the direction that it's taking. The attitude of hip hop, I would say, is more rock and roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we always had. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Phone blowing up.
Damn,
I think. Sorry about that.
Get out of here.
So anyway, yeah. So I think like hip hop in itself has always been a genre where people, black people in particular, have tried to redefine themselves and make themselves something poignant within society.
Given a new identity to them.
Precisely. So now it's gotten to a point where everything has to evolve, you know? I'm very eclectic, you know. I listen to a lot of neo soul, R&B, rock, everything. Hexic. You know, so
ladies, you listening?
I hope you're listening, ladies. Damn, now you got everybody on it, bro. You got everybody
know,
on the
definitely
ting.
I'm gonna jump on this ting, boy.
ladies. For the ladies.
So yeah, like so that's what I believe, you know. I always, and I feel like Eminem also, I think that why I love him is because he embodied, he had that rock and roll angst without him having to use a fucking like grunge guitar in his music, although he did that in Sync for the Moment. But that angst and that passion and that's I mean, like Tupac just got on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year, I believe.
It was last year.
So people are...
Well done,
though.
Well done. He's
sitting
right next to
us. So I feel like, you know, like now hip hop is being, I think that already shows you that it's not even just about the genre of music, it's the attitude.
Definitely.
Pac was a rock star, you know. Jay-Z was a rock star, you know. Eminem is a rock star.
They live that lifestyle.
NWA is a rock star. Definitely. They rock stars. So, yeah.
Let's just touch on something real quick. I feel like most people are confused with like what rap and what hip-hop is, because people need to understand that hip-hop embodied a whole subculture.
It's a culture.
Yeah. I got two things for you.
That's the frame of mind.
It embodies literally a whole subculture. It was dancing, it was turntables, there was rap, there was graffiti, dog, there was everything.
Exactly.
And that's why people aren't really giving hip-hop the deserve it, like, not the deserve, whoa.
The credit.
Nah. Let me sum it up for you guys. Because you know, growing up in the UK, I had a lot of like, you know, kids asking me like, so what's the difference between rap and hip hop? And this is the difference. Hip hop is the culture, rap is the action. So like rap literally stands for rhythm and poetry.
Fucking poetry.
So rap is the So if we're in a cypher,
you can rap on any record, bro.
Yeah.
You can rap on any record.
But whether you're hip hop or not, is a different story.
You guys are gonna be doing that a bit later.
Oh, no doubt, man. You know we always sharp with it.
Yeah, bro. I'm gonna have another level of hip hopness.
Yeah.
No, but like it's true. Like I rate around the 1990s, that's when like gangster rap became big. So like your Tupac, Nas, Jay-Z,
that was a nice era.
NWA.
That was a lovely era.
You know,
that
was beautiful.
That was like, I feel like that was what people nowadays, what people refer to as old school rap or old school hip hop, that's what they're referring to.
Well, it would be like,
cause a lot of
gangster rap.
Yeah, gangster rap. Because a lot of people don't have that further knowledge that rap or hip hop actually started back all the way.
Since before late. Then.
Exactly.
Because I mean, like, we've got artists out here, bruv, like Vic Mensa, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and with people like that, bro. I wouldn't consider the rap gangster, but it is intelligent.
It is
constantly progressive. I mean, he delves into like different genres in his music as he does the hip hop thing. You know that he's like into the core, bruv. He's hip hop.
But I mean, he's a storyteller. That's the thing with Vic Mensa. He tells a story, man.
That's hip hop.
Like,
yeah.
That is hip hop. I agree. Like when he gets on that beat, he tells a story, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like going back to the gangster rap thing, like your Biggies, your Pucks, your Puff, that, you know, like the your Nas is the old school rappers. Yeah, I feel like those guys set the standard. I feel like they don't make music like that anymore. Because, I mean, that was the type of music, it reflected their times. It reflected their struggle. It reflected their hardship. And every bar, every verse, every beat, you could feel it.
But you see, just said something. You said a key word over there, which was reflected the times.
Yeah.
And hip-hop has always been an autobiographical genre. You know what I mean? Like, at the beginning, you had people talking about, you know, looking the freshest and shining on the block, you know, like Slick Rick and, you know, KRS-One. And, you know, it was all about like, yo, look at what I can do even though I've been put under. Then the gangster rap era was like when Reagan flooded the U.S. with a fuckload of crack and, you know, like black people had to make do and they had to actually sell that shit and they had to kill people in order to be who they wanted to be.
And it poured out in the music.
It poured out in the music. And now,
if you guys didn't know that
is the crack epidemic. But now you see, like, we're dealing with like a lot of kids, like RIP to Lil Peep, but we're dealing with like a lot of kids right now that are just like taking Xans and, you know, like, you know, and doing a fuckload of drugs. And
I have a question for you guys, actually. Do you feel like in this generation of music, do you feel like the audience is more focused on if the beat is nice and if the beat is hot?
Absolutely. You don't even have to finish the question.
Currently, bruv, it's a plus.
Absolutely.
When you have something to say, it's a plus. It's like the cherry on top if you have something to say.
No doubt.
Other than that, bro, they definitely focused on dancing.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what sets most good artists apart, though. It's those guys that actually have something to say.
I agree.
Your J. Cole, your Kendrick Lamar. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are true lyricists. Dude, like, they're telling a story. They're spitting bars.
It's like us. You know?
Yeah, like
literally.
I don't know if you guys have heard Joyner Lucas.
Of course
Joyner
I have.
Lucas
did you hear the single
bro?
I'm Racist? Did you hear the I'm Racist? Did you see the video?
Boy.
Did you hear him on Bruv. Gucci Gang, bro?
Actually,
yeah, yo, he killed that. Bro. Yo, he fucked Lil Pump on that.
We actually
big gaping hole, bro.
There'll be a post.
We X-rated right now, bro.
There'll be a post on the website about Joyner Lucas because he's doing some real things right now.
Yeah.
He's telling real stories. Stories that everyone should know.
No, you definitely got to jump on.
And he's real, bro.
He is.
He's nice.
That's the best part about him is that he's real.
He's relatable, even.
All right. So, when it comes to you guys, what is your creative process? How do you guys come to make a song?
Well,
should I go?
Go start with this, bro.
All right, so, bro, when I'm in studio, you know what I thoroughly enjoy? I enjoy writing on the spot. Like, okay, fine, if the instrumental is there, if there's no instrumental, you know, write something until there is one.
Nice.
But I enjoy writing and recording on the same day, you know, as opposed to, you know, bussing a couple of beats prior and then, you know, selecting one and then writing an entire script before you get to studio and then having to execute it best as you can, even though you've practiced it a million times when you're at home.
So you like to, like, you just dive right in there.
So you want it to be natural.
Yeah,
you
know, because, like, write and, like, because when I write, it's a lot of it is based off the conversation that I'm having with, like, whoever's there in studio with me or a phone call that I had that day or something that I've learned recently, you know, just on my embarkments to the studio, you know.
That's
and then
dope.
Once I get there, bruv, everything, the product that I am becomes the product of my music
up till that moment.
Nice. Okay.
Since the last time I was in studio. So does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that
so
that makes
sense. So with
you,
it's more
sense.
Of a what's happened with you recently is reflected in your music.
Exactly. So, because I feel like it's more me. It's talking about everything that's literally occurring in my life at that time.
Okay. So you ever that's have a dope. Day where you like shit happens and then you're just like, I can't wait to get to the studio and just like spit about it?
Trust me, bro. I've isolated myself in the studio like a billion times based off shit that has happened. Like 2017 has been like top three, the most interesting years.
20 Savage Teen.
Sure, 20 Savage Teen, bro.
Take it from real. Us, it's been a very interesting year.
Yeah, it's been
interesting
highly...
doesn't even cut it, bro.
Dude, I used interesting for lack of a better word, bro. You know, but I mean...
no one knows that better
yeah,
word
Yeah, that's
right
the creative process for
but
me.
But I mean, that's dope, dude. I respect that because I feel like when the music comes out, you hear the emotions, you hear the passion, you hear... what you've been going through, you know, and I think that's dope, dude.
I appreciate
it. It's not
that,
something that's rehearsed or like you, it's been done 1,000 times to perfection. It's not even about perfection, it's just about what you're trying
being
to say.
Present.
Yeah. Definitely. Shout out. Another yeah. fist bump, boy.
Hey, hey, hey. You're gonna fist bump through the entire
boy. You guys are already up to two now. Hey. These guys are starting a young bromance. And
you feel me?
LJ Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, for me, there are moments. There's a lot of moments where, like, for instance, like with this project, where I'll be like trapped in the lab, and my producer, who's not here right now, but his name is Trends. I'm gonna unapologetically plug Master Trends.
Hey,
shout out to the Z Life. You know what I mean? So like, there'll be times where, you know, he's just playing something, and I'll just catch a vibe, you know, and write to it. But predominantly, because I'm just constantly writing, even prior to whatever making the song. It doesn't have to be like, I don't get into the studio or in my writing process thinking like, yo, this is going to be for this specific project. Or like, I just flood, you know what I mean? Yes. Like sometimes it's just ideas. Sometimes something happens to me and then immediately I got to put it on paper.
Okay.
Like people, like unlike most people think I'm on my phone all the time to text or on Instagram, but I'm writing memos.
I was about to ask if you have like a book or something.
There's
like on your memos.
So I've got a notebook because I like using a pen, and then I've got like a nice little memo pad. Samsung, by the way, you guys have the best memo pad in the world.
They do.
Yes. Samsung for love. Yes.
You ain't allowed a shout out on this show. We ain't do that now.
I
that shit won't pay for though.
yeah. So that's me. I mean, but then again, like there's a single on the record, you know, that me and Caban have together. And because I always say that he's like Picasso in the studio.
Oh,
heck.
He throws paintings everywhere and like makes sporadic, but it makes sense, you know? It makes sense.
Yeah, I can see you flashing that boy.
I like that.
Whereas I'm like Botticelli, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm like Botticelli in the studio. So like we had this record that we went out.
Lady.
What I mean? That was perfect. That was perfect.
You guys just upgraded from fist bump to handshake.
To handshake.
We did.
You know what I mean?
This is going really.
We're
going
to start headbutt soon. That's going to be a thing. So like,
I know with that head, boy, I'll die. Like, you playing. I was kind of, you playing, boy.
The butt. What do you call it? The butt. So like, yeah. So like, you know, like we were out. I think it was a Friday night. And
I think it was a Friday.
Hey, you know, like
Friday
is when it hits 1 a.m. on a Friday night, but still, you don't want it to not be Friday, but it is Saturday, so you call it Friday. Sorry about that.
Sounds like
so. Anyway, so we were out. So we were out, and then we were what should we do now? Like, should we go do something else? Go to another club or whatever? We went straight to the studio, and this beat came on, and me and his creative process together is that we'll hear the beat. Freestyle, like bar for bar,
yeah.
And then next thing you know, after about an hour, a song is made, and that's how it is every time.
So you're telling me we could even have a song by the end of today's
probably depends.
Yeah. All right, you guys heard it.
You guys heard it. All right.
If you guys have any questions for these guys, tweet in, slide into our Instagram DMs. You know, we ain't shy of you. We ain't shy. We actually encourage some of them.
Tag us.
Yeah, so we're gonna step out real quick. You know, we got some Tupac. I know you hear that.
The tracks are fire. This
because I mean, it is.
Click your claim.
Okay.
Hey. Clap.
All right.
And welcome.
Poof. that was just so good. Like, I actually wanted to, like, I wanted to freestyle along to that stuff, dog.
Dude, I nearly did. Like, but then I remembered I was white. I'm kidding.
What's that about, dog? Let's go. What is that about? How this guy saying he can't freestyle because he's white?
It was a joke.
That's what you missed. That's what he said.
All right. So we were chatting in the parking lot. So
we're back.
It's time, I think, to unleash the freestyle.
Are you guys ready?
The thing is, I feel like you guys want to chat. I want you guys to chat on the beat. I want you guys to be lyricists on
okay.
this.
Tell us a story, Jim.
I can do
but
that.
But I don't want to influence you guys too much as well. I want it to be authentic. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, do it for the ladies.
Is that four times now?
Yeah, that's four times.
Four that times, four ladies. Times.
All right, so let's maybe start you off with something. Time. Okay. I think I got something for you.
Let's hear
it. I think I got something for you. You guys ready?
Let's hear it.
All right, Millennial Jen. This is Cabin XX and LJ Jesus.
Hey.
I don't think you guys are ready. Let's go.
Oh.
This is beautiful.
This is cute. Should I kick it?
I think you should kick it, bro.
Okay. Yo. Yeah. Let me let it breathe a little bit. Let it breathe. Cliff Central. LJ. Yo. I'm so sick of what I'm hearing, so I figured I'd appear with something greater. They're intricately yearning for my shit, so fuck a hater. You need to get a grip because you're slipping off the radar. Fingers nearly slip because they not as far as they are. By they I mean the people I've been chilling with since way far back. You can't conceptualize what loyalty and pain are. To me they're so synonymous, cause when you're in a bottomless pit, who's there to lift you out it? If you got bitches or illegitimate kids around it, or corny niggas who never did give a shit about you. We talk a lot about it, gang gang this and gang gang that. I'm a gang, so where the fuck y'all at? One man and 30 pussies with a baseball bat. I used to be the sort of rookie with my face all fat and blood running out my nose up in a place all whack. I really don't know what compelled me to say all that. It's probably cause I got my brain all facts and Johnny Walker red. See, I'm the sort of med you plague before you go to bed. The type that may just leave you straight up in the coffin dead. And now I'll never leave a hair like it went off his head. Yo, it's more tunes for your head top. Have you screaming more life as I let the lead pop, hair drop. No, I think I said stop as I move closer to you and let the lead pop. Get it. Get it, get it.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, get it.
Nice. Was that off the top?
I can do it off the top if you
want.
I can
do whatever I can. Oh, Lord.
Are you smoking and snorting? Did you really bump a bully when you woke in the morning? The debauchery is all it takes to draw me to fall in. It seems awfully normal to be bored by you mormons, but I will say what's important. Unfortunately, they know it. This industry is unfolding to become something provoking enough to get me to own it. You wonder why I don't show it. You wonder why I couldn't give a fuck about some awarding. I think I lied at an interview, said I cried for the golden. Played a man made of paper mache attached with a staple. Don't mistake it, this shit is trash in a fable. I don't care if they think I'm unstable, fuck a label. I'm the kid that pulls a chair from under y'all at tables. Looking like Dracula packing a wrench, but every motherfucking critic been distracted by them. They say they want me to win, but they need me to lose. And they can't understand, but wanna stand in my shoes. I've been smoking my stank, I tend to mix it with booze. And in the moment I think, there's nothing left but to do. Every sinister wish when I'm just picturing you. Every criminal move to leave you battered, abused. Until I'm back in the news and fucking acting a fool. And I'm packing a few new metal magnums or two. For the back of your heads to push my bullets in through. Pew, pew. Disregard me, your vet, I'll make you sleep and don't snooze.
Yo.
What? What?
Guys behind the booth are jamming.
People are clapping.
Yeah, shout out to you guys.
Shout out to all the peers.
Yo, no.
Yeah, we get busy.
That was incredible. That was incredible. Oh my god.
Was it? Was this another one?
This is our bed music. But
okay.
I actually have another thing for you guys to go on.
Please do.
If you guys are keen for that.
We're still in that mode. Let's do it.
I feel like we can even... I don't even know like what, but I feel like we could go on just...
Let's do it. I think we can do that.
All right, so...
Yeah.
I want you guys to continue telling stories.
No doubt. I got some stories.
I mean,
stories.
It worked out the first time, so let's just keep it going.
Sure.
Let's keep it
going. Turn my mic up a little bit. Turn the beat up a bit. Yeah. Oh. Yo. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
This one is for the
ladies. Yeah. Yo. Look how they look at him now. He kinda the prick of the town. Hitting and kicking him out. They find his dick in the mouth. Wilding and kicking him out. The private high decided that it's too different to digest. He's in the projects. If he don't leave, then he definitely go get in the nonsense. I used to fuck with the shoppers. I was a nuisance, a problem. But I ain't getting the shooting and robbing. I was the nigga they viewed as accomplished. While I was puffing a zoot and just chopping lines. Having a ton of Menage A9s. My friends never thought I would stop to find a view from the heavens. Fuck it, a California view look better. Packing a quarter loot and push a Chevy. Everyone's on the move in boot and leather. I want you whacking, lacking crew to sever. We seen what you niggas do, we do it better. And we do more in fact.
Damn.
Plus your money, whores, and we want all of that. Tell my hotel that I wanna take her down in the new fedora morning hat. Man, I wouldn't mind exploring that. Man, I'm pretty certain it'd be more than acting. Man, you know I'm trying to grind as fuck. I just boo a stool, he turns his board a mattress. Pouring liquor in the star cups while I doggy style call it quarterbacking. I don't think I need to call her back then. Why you think I never call her back then? Corny niggas say I'm sorta savage, but my woadies know that I don't want the baggage. Fuck you niggas, I don't want you niggas. I don't talk to niggas that don't do the action. Talk to niggas that don't do the action.
That verse just said, make me back, bro.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Alright,
should I start from the top?
Start from the top.
Start from the top. I feel like I wasted a lot of that beat.
I know,
you
use
me?
I don't know what you think waste means, son. You used and abused that thing. Like, ain't nobody want that beat no more.
Thank you so much.
Can't nobody
it.
Touch that beat.
Ain't nobody.
Actually, it's looping. There's the song that was playing during the break.
Mm.
Which one? It was. It's yours. Come on. It's
okay.
Yours. It's all yours.
Ooh. Wow, it got awfully quiet.
Nobody's in. What happened? He dropped
the mic and it was silent.
What
are you guys doing?
We had to
let the song ride, dog.
Nah, boy, but you punished that beat there.
Hey, killed
for
it.
Real.
That you killed it, bro.
That was incredible. Let me not lie to you. That was incredible. Okay, so this is Keem the Cypher. This is Caban XX.
Caban XX, you know? Boy.
KBZ.
Oh, this is perfect.
This is perfect, bro.
Pour your Henny up, listen to Caban XX, and now Jesus. Alright, look, hey, yeah, look, yeah. Shields in a closet full of armor for the guards. Super Venom breaking what the stereotypes say. Supernova swallowing what they thought were the stars. I guess I gotta teach him what a riot is irate. Black and gold ornaments and all these women covered in glitter and they evoke my bad decision making. But I love that shit and I could never change it. See this stamp we stitched, the bride of Chucky making. Hey, y'all super fucking vacant. You vacuous, you're too full of space. You dilated when she with us. Do you really think she think of you at all? She never hit that button cause she likes to show it off. How you aspired to be one of us, something similar. Cause you're well aware we official authentic, but you will break your back to find a crack in us. Too solid, super polished with a rugged touch, yeah. Wait, Keanu in 99, we just find out that I'm the one like an enterprise. Full of stuck in boilers like we doing the booty dance. Suited up in Ruth the Gwynn, scooping your Uber back.
Oof.
Never my fault that you were narcoleptic. Sleeping on a waterbed, you never expected us. Tatted on the chest, how could you try to get back at us? With each and every moment and dilemma, I'm singular.
Yeah. Run that shit again.
I mean, you had too many bars for that
bounce.
Beat.
That was beautiful. All right, let's bounce.
Nah, that was a good one.
Okay. Yeah. Yo. This beat so stilly. Got your niggas and your bitches saying no, really. Got you busting rhymes and make you feel so chilly. They don't want me on the feature like LJ Don't Kill Me. Only kidding, cause they pay a lot for my voice. Have a whack song or go platinum, it's your choice. Cause I don't need to do the shit for real. See, I could probably make a bag if I just sit and chill. But that would suck because in dreams wouldn't get fulfilled. You preying me on Instagram, but sneak diss the kid for real. See, every time I'm on a beat, then it's off and kill. You probably shouldn't let me speak when I'm off a pill.
I hate to bear the tragic news. You're getting pay-per-view to listen to me slander you. I'm holding up a local convenience store so I can blow up on the airtime all of you bought. I got one hand on the register and the clerk on the floor. And a couple of dots reflecting something red at the door. So throwing a stone at the glass in the house metaphor. And really a reality I've ever been in before. They say I'm controversial for media. Eagerly I stand up, beat him, my meat says for freedom, feed him a piece. I could have let it all happen inorganically. But I'd rather evoke my masses democratically. I'm still infectious like the rash on the foot of an athlete. If you asking me, I'ma keep it dirty like bad peas. Sadly, I think I'm just too much yabbing to manage. Fascinated by gang-related damage with gun slander. With dudes that wear bandanas, with bitches with mads at and with that.
Yeah, get in the pen.
Save me, bro.
Yo, I ride inside of my soda seat, it's been molded in. I got a ton of armor and Simba chips on my shoulders been. Whoa. Never would I be preoccupied with the city news. Yo. Of people dedicated to fine tailors and what to do normally. Whoa. What the fuck is normally? Like if I do a sin, will they tell me that I'm disorderly? Like if I fuck a bitch? Like if I do the drugs. Ooh. Like if I shave my two creators, doing what I want.
Hey.
If this is all for fun,
hey.
We're doing it for fun.
Hey.
Cause nothing really matters till we fade away and die. When hey. We famous, we gon' go to Lagos, Vegas, and Dubai. Fucking hey. Crazy ladies making put hey. Their fingers in the sky.
Hey.
And put it up to heaven.
Hey.
And put it up to God.
Yeah.
I never brought the grinder, man. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Nah, that was
Jesus.
Fresh.
That's why they call you Al Jesus, bro.
Bro, do you know what this moment needs? Do you know what this moment needs?
Ladies.
You guys got me saying it now. I think that's my slogan. That's my ad lib.
It's
my ad lib.
You guys are crazy, but let me not lie. That was incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bro. I've never seen such. The like, both of you had all of us here with our staring face. You know that face you make when you
I know that face.
I like that face.
It was... What?
Thank you.
We definitely have some lyricists in studio.
Yeah,
actually.
Like, that was pure bars.
Thankful for that, man, boys.
I mean, usually we don't try to let this turn into like a music show, but what?
What? It's a music show.
I'd rather just... You guys continue with that, but
cause like we got like 8 minutes left. Like I'm down to just freestyle the whole time.
Let's buy some of the project jams, man.
Let's do that. Yeah. Let's do
got
that.
Some. Yeah, tell people what you're doing actually.
Got a little bit.
Before we go on.
Okay. All right. Cool. So like so with me, I mean, I've been releasing music since I was 16 years old. Like when I was living in London, I put out a mixtape then, and I put out. Actually, I put out an unofficial mixtape then. Then my first official mixtape I put out when I was 18. It's called Quality. Still in that piff, but it was Boo Boo. And then I put out another mixtape about 3 years ago. And that was like the one that like sort of started to surface and catch people's attention. But I took a little, not a hiatus, but I didn't release music. You know what I mean? Anything for like about 3 years. And now...
I mean, that sounds exactly like a hiatus, but that's just me.
Yeah. But like, I mean, it wasn't a hiatus in terms of the fact I was never ever not creating. Music. I was always creating, I was always creating. But I've always been an autobiographical, introspective artist, so I need to experience in order to write. So this project that I've been working on, I had a crazy year last year, and I had a crazy year this year. I just moved back to South Africa this year. It's my first year back in 11 years. So this good whole project. Thank you so much, bro. I missed
welcome
you.
Home, man.
Bro. Missed you, blood.
We missed you guys too.
So this project is called Love You For. You are my brother in rhyme. Yeah. Sorry about that. So this whole project, it's like it's 11 songs long. It's called Love Euphoria. I think I can shamelessly plug right now. It's going to come out on the 4th of January. Yeah. That's my grandmother's birthday. I love you, Omar.
Oh,
and so I'm going to be dropping that. And that's what it's all about. So it's just whatever I've been experiencing, you're going to hear it in this music, you know?
Oh, wait, so 4th of Jan.
4th of Jan, that's it. I haven't actually, this is the first place I've actually announced the release date.
Oh, wait, people, you so heard it here.
4th, that was exclusive.
4th of Jan, yo.
Yeah. So there we go.
In regards to mine, bruv, I'm releasing a project called Highways to Femdom Scars.
It's 18 tracks long. Excellent. And it was it's literally just the basis of this interesting year that we've been talking about, bro. It's the product of the year that we've been in. And if you listen to the songs, you'll realize and recognize, you know, the hardship that was actually being felt at the time. So like as the thing progresses, I think there's a particular song that we're gonna be playing today. It's called Life.
Nice.
By mine. And what life actually stands for is living in fucking everything.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, that's what life stands for.
I like
and,
that.
That's pretty
and
dope.
And one thing that I actually came to realization amidst the course of this year was, you know, it doesn't necessarily matter what happens to you or what situations you go through or what circumstances you're in, bruv. It's really about your resilience at the end of the day.
Definitely.
And that's one thing I can give to my partner in rhyme over here, yeah, bro, yeah. Because, you know, like when the lights on and when the studio is unavailable or when the cameras are gone, bro,
yeah,
you know, like this is my homie, you know, yeah. So
word.
With having said that, just get the ball rolling, baby. Yeah.
Nah, I got love for this boy, man. You know, like I think like the thing about us is like, you know, we grew up in this shit together, you know, like when everybody, we had like a lot of naysayers. And we met years, like we've known each other more than a decade, you know?
Yeah.
And like I remember the days where we used to scrounge for studios and like just try and at least get like an hour in, you know? And now we've reached the point where we've emancipated ourselves and we are the artists that we are. Like he's his own island, I'm my own island, but now we fuse and we go tanks.
Okay.
And that's what we bring to the table every single time. So I love this guy.
Okay, so we've been getting a few questions on like Twitter and our Instagram DMs.
Yep.
People
like
want to
know
where they can find you guys live.
Cool.
Where they can find us live.
Yeah. They want to see you guys live because
people
based on what we just saw.
I know,
want to see that.
I know, I appreciate it. First of all, shout out to all those people. Much love to you guys, you know.
Yeah.
We like, you know, we're very independent. There's not like a regular place that we perform live at. I mean, if you do want to catch us, then one of the most consistent places is from Skirt Off, our boys Pissing Man, 6ix9ine.
Hey.
6ix9ine and them, you know, we perform a lot with those guys. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
And then also, like, we have our own little bass yard. You know, we have our bass yard thing. So we throw, like, random bass yard events. So you just got to follow us, you know, and then
follow
you're going to know what's
on
happening.
On our Twitters or our Instagrams or our SoundCloud, bruv. Because, I mean, like, if they haven't heard us until this current moment in time, I do feel it's imperative that we share the music that we have released until now, even though we are still going to be releasing music amidst the course of next year.
Oh yeah, sorry, and shout out to Eastbound as well. Eastbound is done by a friend of mine, and you know, he's really trying to take the East and like make it like a hub of music, you know. So like we perform a lot over there. So in the East, the East sort of area. But as I say, follow us, and then you know you're gonna get the pop ups, and you're gonna know where to find us.
Why don't you guys just plug your Twitter handle?
Yeah, tell everyone.
Yeah,
tell them where they can find you.
Snapchat.
You can follow me, KavenXX, KayBenXX, bruv. That's the same thing that's on Twitter. That's the same thing that's on Instagram. I have a group on Facebook, KayBenXX, KayBenXX. And on my Instagram, I think you can access my email if you really like want to make bookings or anything of that caliber.
Mm. Yeah, so with me, it's at El Jesus. So it's LHESEUS. And that's for my Twitter. That's for my Instagram as well. And then my Facebook fan page is LJE. So it was LJ, but it's spelled LJE. So yeah, on there you can get everything, man. Like you can get all the latest music. The website is coming up soon, so stay plugged. Everybody's going to have one destination with me.
All right. And until then, you guys can catch them at the Millennial Gen.
Hell yeah.
So our website will be
shout out to Millennial.
The ladies.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's been too much fun having you guys in the studio today. Alright, so you know what? I don't even know how to ride with these guys. I feel like it's almost time to wrap things up, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And a big frown.
We
on
are
our
gonna
face.
End on your two tracks.
Beautiful.
So people, stay on until the last two tracks, because that is Please what these gentlemen do. Have just been talking about, and this is what you will be wanting to experience on the 4th of January.
Thank you.
Shout out. It's been beautiful, boys.
It's been
for having us.
Thank you very great. Much. So it's first up is
I can't read it from here.
It's life. Living in fucking everything.
By Kevin XX.
Kevin XX.
Hey. Here we go. And then thereafter will be...
LJ. Not like them.
Not like them.
Not like them, yeah.
Right. All right. And so from us at the Millennial Gen, this is Adeo, aka Your Majesty.
And this is Mark Packham.
And this is Kanyisa Pom.
And until next time... Peace.
Peace. Cliffcentral.com.